Yes, Commissioner.
Thank you, Representative. I was not in any breakout sessions. I had to sneak out to another group. But the one common thread here is the lack of information that's available right now. We have preliminary concepts of where the site would be. We've got some concepts on zones around where those sites might be, but we don't have that exact detail. And we need more information, and then we need the ability to understand exactly what the uses are in those areas, and then we need furthermore we need information on what the impact to the resources within those areas. It'll be the department's job through the permitting process through DEP to comment on both the resource impact as well as continuing to gather potentially economic impact, the economic impacts to the industry. I think the key here right now is outreach. I think Statoil has a tremendous amount of work ahead, and they need to be honest with the fishing industry. They need to be upfront. They need to do a lot of outreach. And they should start sooner rather than later. I believe that I'm going to point to the back of the room, and I'll use Ocean Renewables looking at tidal power in Cobscook Bay. It's probably one of the best examples of outreach for tidal power and energy production along the coast using the tides to generate. But the work that they did in the local communities was outstanding, and I think that's a great lessons learned. For how to do the proper outreach, and I think that Statoil could use some guidance potentially from that organization and company. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.